Editing, Jason, leave that part out.
We can edit it all out.
Keep it. Live.
Live, man. It's live.
We're live. We've got viewers right now tuning in.
Shit, man. Thank you guys for joining us.
Of course.
My Jiu-Jitsu, we are back with Evan. And Rico, our resident brown belts that just be fucking everybody up.
I don't know about that, man. Sometimes, you know, I seem to have a reputation at John Jocks and Forge and stuff. And I don't know where it comes from.
Didn't you just say you choked out a kid?
He didn't choke out a kid.
No, I didn't put him to sleep.
Oh, someone else did.
I just ignored the first half.
Okay.
But he didn't sleep, okay? There's
he
a
didn't
difference.
Go to bed. He just felt
that. You have to understand because
he was just like freaking out a little bit. Like, wait, I thought this works. Okay. I was like, maybe next time you don't give me a wet willy.
Yeah. you should have, like, as soon as you got up, like, gave him a good job. Quick little wet willy.
I'll pat him on the head and, you know, give him a little...
I feel good, pal. If he gave you a wet willy, it's warranted that you put him to sleep.
Yeah, we were just having fun.
Okay.
He was having fun too.
I'm mad that I wasn't there for that.
You know, while we're talking about Devontae, you had a question offline.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't like choking people to sleep. I've only done it like 3 times. Like I don't like it. Right. But after seeing you in your last tournament, you just put Buddy to sleep and then just dropped him and gave him the. Are you not entertained? At what point do you stop counting?
I'll be honest with you. I won't say stop counting. You don't ever stop counting, but you start becoming proud of it. Like, you know, it goes from. I put out, like, don't get me wrong. I can say I've only put out a handful, not even a handful of people, like training partners. That's not what that's embarrassing. That's sad. That's fucked up. That's bully shit.
Yeah.
In tournament, I'm trying to put you out because you're trying to do the same to me.
Those are the ones that I count.
You know what I mean? Like, those are the ones that I'm proud of. Those are the ones where I'm like, yeah, dude, come look at my highlight clip. You know what I mean? That's what I want to see because he's fighting tooth and nail to not let that happen.
Where I was standing, it looked like a glorious Olympian moment, dude.
Yeah, I felt good.
It was good. I mean, it was a good shot. That was you, right?
No. We're talking about Rico.
No, I'm saying like the camera
was on
that.
Oh, I didn't get it.
No, you didn't get it?
No. It was my wife who got it. Yeah, it was my wife who got it.
Oh, shout out. Fucking, that's what's up.
Yeah, it was my wife who got it.
I saw that. I was like, ooh. That's cinematic and shit.
Yeah, dude. I love the way
slow mo.
Yeah, it was perfect.
That wasn't even the best, you know, technical finish. But you put him out. Yeah. You were up for the camera. Like, it's almost like you were like, yeah, get this.
Yeah.
Boom. Walk away.
I mean, that's the thing. Like I said, it's funny. As a brown belt, I'll tell you the truth. Like, was I happy that I put him out? Absolutely. But the first thing I said was, that shit was embarrassing. And everybody's like, why are you embarrassed to put him out? No, I was embarrassed because my head was high, my hips were too low, my shoulder pressure wasn't good.
Like, he wasn't,
yeah, like, I don't know how I finished that. Yeah, I was embarrassed. Like, I was, everybody else went, good job. Me and Evan were like, dude, that shit was ugly.
Like, you gotta lay your chest better, over, like, man. You gotta keep your head down,
exactly,
put the weight on.
Exactly.
Him.
There was a lot of technical flaws to it, yeah, that I had to fix. Yeah.
And that is the difference between blue and blue and purple and brown and black. Yeah. That's the difference right there.
Nitpicky.
Yeah, we are. We definitely are. You do 90% of the move right. We're gonna focus on the 10% you did wrong. I'm sorry. That's just what it is.
Well, that's how growth comes too.
Yeah, you know? No, that's exactly what it is. As I could say, that's how I feel like I grew as quickly as I did, quote unquote, was I never had coaches that went, good job. I had coaches that went, you fucking suck, do it better. Yeah. You know what I mean? But to shut them up, I was like, hell yeah, I'm going to do it better. Going to do it better. Going to do it better, yeah.
They created a fucking killer. That's what they did.
God willing.
He's like...
Yeah, right. From your mouth to God's ears.
I have a question. It's brown belts. Do you guys consider yourself killers? Do you guys consider yourselves elite? Is that something that even comes to your vocabulary?
Not at all.
Not at all, man.
Like, I still suck.
Yeah.
Like, every day I train, the door opens a little wider, you know? It's like, I find, you know, and that's why I always tell people, like, come to training with a goal. Come to training with something you got to work. Come, like, and I'm not talking about a submission. I'm talking about a fundamental concept. Like, I need to get my elbows and knees back together. I need to remember to shrimp a little bit more before I do this. Like, because every, you know... And it's those little inches that get you there. But, like, I still suck, man. Yeah, like, there are people that wipe the floor with me day in, day out. Like, I still have, like, I still have my boogeyman, you know?
100%.
And I'm getting a little closer, you know? I can maybe get a better position on this one guy that fucks me up, but he's going to make me regret that immediately. 100%. You know, anytime I roll with lower belts and they look at me all starstruck and stuff, like, holy shit, how'd you do that? I'm like, fucking time on the mat.
Yeah.
You know, like, I've been doing that. It's sad. I've been doing it 12 years, almost 13 years now, and, like, I still suck.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm good. I just get lucky.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I'm not as defeatist as him, or maybe I'm just a little bit more ego-filled than him, but I'll say this. I don't believe that I suck because my tournament results prove that.
Yeah.
I've done very well at big tournaments and whatever, but that being said, there's still a lot of room to grow. I am not a god or something. I don't look at myself like that. I know that I'm decent for my age group, for my weight group. I know that I'm solid in my fundamentals and what I do because of exactly like Evan said. When I come to class, like we were talking about a little bit earlier, when we come to class, I don't focus on, if you come to class, maybe the teacher has curriculum for a week,
yeah.
But then he goes on to something else, and then he goes on to something else because he has to keep the whole class going. If you focus on that, it's not giving you enough time to truly absorb what's going on. So I'll focus on whatever it is that I'm doing. And like Evan said, it's typically fundamental. My footwork right now is what I'm working from passing. I've been doing that for the last 6 months. Passing people as often as I can, standing up instead of smash passing, coming better. Through and working my foot, working. It's starting to get there, right? It's getting better. Hey, 6 months, bro. It's finally starting to come in. But that's like when I first started doing this, dude was throwing me on my head every time I stood up, I was getting launched or I was getting leg locked or I was getting this because it takes time to develop those skills. And I think that at lower belts, we don't understand it or we don't need to understand as minuscule of the process as it is.
Okay.
Now that I've been doing it a while, I understand how to keep my hips heavy. I don't need to focus so much on that. It's more about moving my hands. It's more about putting my hands in the right place. It's more about moving my feet the right way. It's more about switching my hips. It's more about the little details, the fundamentals that I've ignored for so long.
It's really, you know, centimeters, man.
Yeah, you know, it really is.
That's the difference really between is. Something working and something failing.
It really is.
Fucking centimeters.
It really is.
Like, it's funny, like that one fucking sweep, you're always trying to work. You're like, why isn't this working? It's like, oh, move your hips just like in just a little bit more. And they're like, oh, wait, why are they light now?
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's just that. It really is.
That's all it is.
It really is. It really is. I keep getting butterfly hooked by Evan. I swear this was an Alex question. I keep getting butterfly hooked and just thrown over his head. What am I doing wrong? Take one step back, just a little step back. See how much heavier you are now? Now your hips are over him, not your whole body.
That's all it is.
Okay, but now how do I move my feet around him? Now you're going to have to figure that part out. Do it yourself and figure that one out. All right. Yeah.
Frustrated for a month and a half.
Yeah, exactly, exactly, exactly.
I do the same shit to everybody.
Yeah.
You know, it's at that point, like, there are certain people that I roll with and train with now that I have to do different things, and I love that. Like, you know, shout out to fucking Felipe over at John Jocks. Like,
I love
that guy is my favorite training partner down there. Like, we go at it. The dude's
monster.
Was it second, monster. Third degree black belt or something now? He's guy's late 50s, early 60s, something like that. And he rolls like he's in his 30s, late 20s. You know, the guy is a fucking beast. He's 215 and his technique is so on point. He's the kind of roll though. Like you can have those guys that, you know, they completely smash you. They fuck you up. They make sure you can't do anything. He's not that guy. He's the guy that'll let you get there and then make you regret it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what I love about him, because when I roll with him, it's like I actively have to get better in the roll. Yeah. You know, that's what I feel sometimes when we roll. It's like I have to actively raise myself up to a better level so I can get around this hurdle. And I mean, those are the best training partners in my opinion, man. 100%. The guys that like really fucking push, like you're both doing things. You're both, it's a conversation.
Yeah.
You know, it's not a fucking monologue in there.
Yes. 100%.
And that's how you really get better, because I mean, that's how we all get better, that we push each other. You know, I wouldn't show up to fucking jiu-jitsu if I didn't have such great training partners. Mm-hmm. Like, I get bored. I'd be like, oh, this is all it is?
Yeah.
Like, you need those people.
100%. Like, I remember wrestling, we used to always say, if you're the best in the room, you're in the wrong room. And that's exactly how I take jujitsu too. If I'm the best in the room, I'm in the wrong fucking room.
Oh, for sure.
And I'll tell you right now, any room I've been in with John Jocks guys, with this, I've never been the best in the room. You know what I mean? And that's awesome. Like, oh yeah, I just want to say something too, real quick. You said on the last podcast that you saw me roll with a good roll with a black belt. Mm-hmm. It was not a good roll, bro. It was Professor Felipe that you saw. He let it look like it was a good roll. He was beating my ass the whole time, bro. Yeah. It was not a good roll. Like, I'll tell you that. I mean, don't get me wrong. He did let me get positional. He did let me work some stuff. He did, absolutely. So it looked, but I could feel it. Like, if it looked to you like it was a good competitive role, it mm-hmm. wasn't. Okay. He was letting me get there. Like, I promise you. He's like mountains of levels above. Like, there's levels to this, and he's on one that I can't touch yet. Yeah,
still an ocean.
Yeah, he's so good, dude. He's so good.
To be clear, I think I saw what you're talking about. Yeah, okay. But it was still good. Like, just because a black belt is letting someone work doesn't mean I don't feel like the role can't be good.
Yeah,
because the way I equate it to is like when a blue belt rolls with white belt, and I'll say that just because I'm a blue belt. Yeah. It's like, you know what this white belt's gonna do. You're just like, okay, I'll do this, or I'll get into a position. I'll let you smash patch me. I'll let you work your stuff. But I'm gonna when I'm ready, I'll get there. But then there are some white belts, like Elijah, for example.
Sure.
Yeah. I'll do that. I can't do that with him because he'll turn it up, and I have to go, all right, well, I got to go. I got to switch my game now because he'll fucking work me.
I'm with you, though, because so I've talked about it before. My brother plays a very Patriots-like game, whether it's in a tournament, whether it's at the, like,
at the machine.
He's just going to get you into side control, and he's going to systematically beat you on points or submit you with a bread cutter or something like that. But I find it, like, very boring. Mm-hmm. So if I don't have training partners that I can, like, stretch my legs with, or, like, and the thing is, if I can play that game too, but if I do, it's not fun for me. Mm-hmm. I don't feel like my training partners mm-hmm. like rolling with me, mm-hmm. and I also don't feel like I get better. Like, I started watching jiu-jitsu, and I didn't want to be a side control merchant.
Hey, man. Welcome to being a big guy. Yeah. Like, right?
But the thing is, I refuse to accept that.
Are you throwing shade at Archie right now? Are you throwing shade at Archie right now?
For life, always. Love you, but fuck you, dude.
I'll say this to that. Like, I'll be honest with you. When I roll in the gym, I don't do that either. Like, I'm more than happy to move. If I pass, usually I'll hold it just for a couple of seconds and then let you get your guard back and then pass again, because that's what I'm working right now. If I'm playing guard, I'm going to sweep you real quick, come up on top, pass, but then I'm going to let you sweep me back. I'm going to move with you. You know, like, I typically like to believe that I play either down to my opponent's or to my partner's levels, or I play up to my partner's levels. I like to play with you know, I want us to have fun. We're in there working sure. together. We're playing. That being said, in tournament, if I can pass your guard, I ain't giving you your guard back. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If I'm in tournament, I am boring as shit typically.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, don't get me wrong. If you give me a chance for a sub, I'm going to take it. But I'm very methodical. Everything is time consuming. Mm. If I can just pass your guard and sit, like, my wife will tell you, she saw me. I won 2 pan titles by doing that. I passed somebody's guard. I gave them half guard back, but only like a quarter half guard, just so that I could pass again. Now I'm winning 6-0 instead of 3-0. Yeah. And then I laid on them in side control. You know what I mean? That's what I did.
Yeah, that's the difference between working in class and competition, in my opinion. Man, I fuck around so much in class, dude, man. Like, I have so much fun.
Me
I'm
too,
sitting there inverting. I'm like going for stupid leg shit. I'm doing all sorts of dumb stuff, right?
Yeah.
Cut to competition, like all that, like 75% of that goes right out the window. I'm focusing on very simple things. Like, the most flashy thing I'll do is go from neon belly circle around to the arm bar. But that's a move that I have home to the point where, like, I can hit it on anybody for the most part now. Yeah. You know, it's like, but yeah, it's just very simple, basic shit in competition. Facts. I don't do anything flashy.
Yeah.
Besides, because I'm part of this, because I'm too scared to fucking give them an inch.
Yeah.
You know, facts. Like, this, you going, like, I like fighting. I like competing a lot.
Yeah, me too.
I lose a lot. Every once in a while I win, which is great. You know, I get luck. Like I say, I get lucky. Anytime I get something, it's like,
it ain't luck, brother.
Well, you know, luck, like, man. Every once in a while, you know,
I love when you're in a room with people who are good. They're always like, I'm not good. I'm not good.
It ain't luck. It ain't luck. I hate that he says that. Like, this man has become easily one of my favorite training partners for one simple reason. Points wise, I'm probably beating him 500-0. Mm-hmm. Submission wise, he's probably beating me 500-0. He's subbed me 1,000 times already. He hasn't scored but 2 points on me the whole time we've rolled. And to me, the greatest part about that is, though, my like when I first came to Forge, dude, I wasn't a sub guy at all. I beat everybody by points. Mm-hmm. In my last brown belt matches, basically, since I got to Forge, where I was a brown belt, I have more subs than I have wins by points.
Copy.
You get what I'm saying? And that's because of guys like this. Mm. And I'm sorry, if we're doing Muay Thai and you are landing lucky punches, I could see that happening. This is jiu-jitsu, bro. You don't land lucky submissions. It doesn't happen. Mm. You set that shit up. So don't give me that lucky. I hate that he says that, bro.
And the this dude,
he's a sub hunter. Like, yeah, he'll lose by points, but he's looking for the sub. That's why. You know what I mean? Like, come on.
And the thing is, then, like, I've been to Forge. You may not have recognized me my first day in Forge, but
I've seen you. I don't know why we haven't rolled yet. You know, like, I feel like we haven't rolled.
He hunts the blue belts, bro. That's what it is. He don't fucking want none of the brown belts. That's what it is. He hunts the blue belts.
I see over there at Open Man sometime. I'm like,
bro.
All of a sudden, he goes, Rico, I'm going to roll with you. He told me off camera, Rico, I'm going to roll with you as soon as I get back from my injury.
Come on, bro.
It's the truth. But the thing is, the days I've gone to Forge, it's like an anime character. Like, I can sense his energy over there. One of the times he wasn't even rolling, he was just kind of sitting there. I don't even think he had his belt on. He was just sitting there. Everyone was kind of avoiding eye contact, and that's when I knew. I was like, he's one of those ones.
That's what I'm telling you. He's a killer, man.
I like to roll with everybody. Regardless, like, if you're the spazzy white belt who's probably gonna hurt me, that's fine. I'll sleep it off. It's like, facts. I don't care. Like, I don't know. I'm very much of the mindset you got to roll with everybody. Doesn't matter how tired you are. Doesn't matter. Like, I'll do 12 fucking rounds in a session and then 100%. Be ready for my 13th. Like, 100%. I mean, it was the fucking other day. I was shark tanking myself with the EBI overtime,
100%. Yeah.
And then this motherfucker comes up. He's like, I'm a little injured today, but hey, Evan, you get one with me. And I'm like,
I'll tell you the truth. I purposely set it up for him because he also said he likes to work his cardio. Yeah. I took 2 rounds off before I did, and I watched him do his 2 rounds because I wanted him. No, I wanted him to. I'm helping my boy with the turn. It wasn't about me beating him up this time. No. It was about he needed that level, but when he's tired. Mm-hmm. So I went, and all I did, don't get me wrong, I didn't try and tell him. All I did was bully him.
I held his body.
Because that's going to be in his fight, that's what it's going to be. He's going to be exhausted. Sure. It's going to be overtime, and he's going to have a guy who's strong as fuck who wants to just hold on to him. Now, maybe not looking for a sub.
And it just reminded me that I should probably take a shit before I go into night training.
I put him in a body triangle, bro, and he goes, You got to let me go. Why? Because I'm about to shit on you.
He was squeezing it. Like, I'm like fighting the hands, keeping the choke off, and he's like, ugh! And I'm like, all right, man, I'm gonna shit myself. He's like, oh yeah, ha, ha. And I'm like, no, seriously, we gotta stop right now. I'm gonna shit myself.
You know, I was
Sergi.
We did that thing where I did your back, right? And I was like, I fucking suck at back control. And I've known for a while. Like, I was at white belt, I think I was okay at back control.
Yeah.
At blue belt, I kind of just stopped working back control completely. Yeah. Just because I felt like, we were talking about this offline, is like, I've gotten away with, cheap tricks? Like cheap tricks, so to say. Yeah. In the sense of, I'm really good at one thing, or I know how to time your timing to stop something. Sure. Like, it's not really that I'm technically good, it's just I just advancedly know what's going to come ahead, so I'm playing the game a couple moves ahead, so I'm just waiting for your time, makes sense. So I got to head on that. From white belt, even to, you know, at blue belt. So now I'm like really focusing on trying to hone all that stuff up. But I started back control. Being on your back the other day made me realize how much I fucking suck at it, and I need to go back to it.
That's fair.
Because you kept like, I was like, I can't do anything. If my head pressure's right, I'm holding. I'm just holding, and this dude is just, I'm out. And I'm like, we gotta look at this again.
And you know what? Get used to that, bro, because that's going to happen all the way through your journey. At least it's still happening to me, I thought I was good at something, then I roll with him, and I realize I'm not good at it, so now it's time that I'm beating you up with it for a little bit until I get back. I'm serious. That's how it works.
Listen,
that's how it works.
For me, like, I love the back. Like, my favorite attack from the back is going to be the reverse triangle every day, and just the fact that I'm focusing on that for a split second in my control of the back makes me forget about my feet, and then people get out. And this happened to me a couple of times in tournament recently. One time at the trials, I was having this real good fucking scrap with this dude. I took his back, and I was so beat or exhausted, I didn't focus on, like, hipping in, keeping that control there. Yeah. He got right out. And I'm like, fuck. Yeah, man. And like by that time, I was so fucking gassed. He ended up beating me there. It's happened in other comps where like I'll get the back, and instead of focusing on the control first, you're automatically trying to work for that submission. You forget about the control.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So yeah, man, it's ebbs and flows, you know.
Always, yeah.
But we could all do better. We could all do better to 100%. Focus on better control in those positions. I mean, it's like what you just said about trying to be two steps ahead, mm-hmm. you know, like knowing where your opponent's going. Some might consider that really solid fucking, mindset for jiu-jitsu, because it is all about getting like two steps ahead of your mm-hmm. opponent. In my mind, right, like if I'm trying to emulate somebody, it's like Jean-Jacques or something, right?
Yeah.
Whereas when you're rolling with him, there is no safe space. Right, like I could be mounted on Jean-Jacques and still he could have my back in half a second, but that's because he methodically cuts off the routes that you have to anything else. Mm-hmm. Okay. So he gives himself a window to go to where he wants to go. Yeah. You know, it's just that. It's like, okay, I'm going to cut off this door, so now you can't take my back here. Now you can't do whatever the fuck, like if, say you're mounted, right? You can't only go over to neon belly or something. Say, yeah. And I've already thought ahead where now it's crazy to have that. And that's a great mindset to have is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, just that control aspect, I think is something we all, you know, like it's so important. Like how are you going to finish something without like maintaining that fucking position? And you know, that's what I've been working around a lot. It's just having control in those positions so I can really work myself.
Yeah, I love that. Like that's something that I learned from, like, as I get higher up, you know, it's more or closer to the black belt, I should say. As we get closer, I start seeing jiu-jitsu differently. Like I used to be like, man, if I'm 5 steps ahead, my professor's 10 steps ahead. No, he's not. Mm-hmm. You know what he's doing? He's not 10 steps ahead. He's making me walk down the path he wants me to go. Mm-hmm. Like he said, he's closing down all of these doors and leaving this one open. It looks like he's 10 steps ahead because he's making me walk down the path that he wants me to go. Mm-hmm. And 100%, like when I started realizing that's what he's doing, why can't I do that? That's what I've started doing with, you know what I mean, with everybody. Okay, everybody. You're going to go this way. You're going to go that way. You're going to go this way. When you get there, you're going to come into a clock choke. You know what I mean? You're going to get there. You're going to come into whatever it is that I've been setting up. 100%. Like, Jason, you know, I threw over the Kanto on you. I threw the Kanto on him three. Here's the funny thing. I've thrown it on him three times. He's gotten out twice. I got him with one. Yeah. But I threw him over. The first time I did it, he has a problem with that movie. Doesn't like the movie. It's fine. So I told him I'm going to do it again to him. I still walked you into it.
Nobody likes
it. You get what I'm saying?
Nobody likes
it. Hey, bro, I like it.
This is a very specific.
You know me, bro. I like it. Just fucking throw that leg over. No. Yeah. I'm good.
I was at a gym where one of the coaches, that was their special move. And that's all he tried to do all the time. And I think it's a dumbass move. I really do. I'm just going to say, as a blue belt, I think it's dumb as fuck. And that's why I was so mad, because I was like...
Hater.
No, he has every right to be mad, bro. Because when I caught him in it, I'll be honest with you, even I was like, this is bullshit. It's kind of loose. But the way he moved, he moved right into it. I was like, boom. Oh, never mind.
Well, it's a cranky choke. And it hurts. And it hurts my soul to do it to anybody. I don't know. I like, you know, it's like just Brad Pitt softy. In that movie, man. Like, I like to kill him softly. You know?
He's a nice guy.
I want it to feel good. I don't want it to hurt you, because that hurting you hurts me, you know?
Agreed.
But I will wrist lock anybody if I get the option.
I want to talk to you about those before we go. Wrist locks. But I do want to say what you're saying about the guy. So I think the reason why I don't like it, and the reason why I've said this before, it's like there's a level of alertness I have when I'm in competition and when I'm rolling.
Yeah.
That was one of those, my level of alertness was down. I was like, motherfucker. Oh. That's why I was mad about it.
Bro, that was the best. I felt for like after I hit him with it, I laughed and I saw his face. I had comp Jason for the next 2 minutes, bro. It was beautiful. I was like, oh, here he is. Yeah. This is the guy.
I was
like, oh, look how cute. He's trying really hard.
That I was trying, Jay. That was not comp, Jason. There's still a difference.
Has those triggers, you know?
Yeah, 100%.
And it's good to know that the Kanto is Jason.
Yeah.
You know? It's just because I think that choke
the
is
way
stupid.
He said that was fucking menacing. He said it's good to know that, you know, yours.
It's good to know people's triggers.
Oh, just know that I'm going to defend it every time now. My senses will be... on.
Yeah. To be fair, bro, he did. He benched me off of him the second time. I was like, damn, bro. Like, there was no technique to it at all. He just said, you're not getting me with this. That's exactly what I went Super Saiyan, bro, and just threw me off of him.
I hate that fucking choke.
That's fucking awesome, man.
It was nice, though. That,
that's the flashy shit I wish I can do. I was just telling Jason, like, the Peruvian necktie yeah. he does, the Kanto choke. I just, it's the transition to the finish that I can't. Sure. Like, I don't really, it doesn't work for me yet.
I totally get that, man.
I love how you said that, though. That's the best way to say it. Doesn't it doesn't work for me yet. Yeah, I love that, bro. I love
you
that.
You can always exactly. develop that, for
yeah.
sure.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't go anywhere near those. You know, all the... I like a cross collar from time to time, you know, but I ain't throwing on neckties. I ain't really throwing on darce. I love a darce. Yeah. I will darce.
Yeah.
Hey, bro.
I will try to darce anybody and everybody, even in the gi, with all that fucking extra fabric, just because I enjoy it so much.
Yeah.
But, like, neckties, like, God, I wish I could... It's a timing thing. It's, like, getting the right... Stepping like fucking again, Felipe. He loves the fucking Peruvian.
Yeah.
And like every time
he hit me with one. I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I
yeah.
know.
You know, he'll hit you if you roll with him one time. He'll hit you with that. Yeah, that and that fucking sweep when you're passing.
Yeah.
Every goddamn time.
Dude, he sent me fucking flying with that goddamn sweep. I thought my hips were good. No, they weren't. Yeah, dude. I was like, okay, I got it. I figured it out. I know. Just drop my right. Oh goddamn it. Yeah.
That's the thing. I'm starting to open, like, I'm starting to unlock. It used to be like, oh, keep your hips low. Yeah, just resist it. He won't be able to get you over, but he does anyway.
Yeah.
And then now I'm of the mindset, like, no, now I just need to rotate another half rotation
before he
comes on top. Because if I out-rotate him, then I'm in his side control on the other side.
Yeah.
And maybe I can do it.
That's nice. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Half extra half rope. Anyway.
He might be watching.
Yeah, yeah.
Black belts gotta share their mindset. We don't. You know what I'm saying? After them.
I feel like whenever like you have to get to a certain point, because like whenever you were talking about these moves, I get flashes of it in my head of like what you're talking about. But like early blue belt, white belt, like I got nothing. And like when you get to a black belt, it's just a full picture all the way through.
Yeah, kind of. I don't... It's, again, like you just said, you're thinking about jiu-jitsu differently.
Yeah.
Like, I was just having a conversation with a friend of mine today. She just started getting back into jiu-jitsu. She's training up north. And she was talking about being stuck in side control, right? Bottom side control. Mm-hmm. And I'm sitting there describing how to bring her elbows and knees together and how that's all you need to do to get out of side control. It's like literally all you got, you just got to bring your sprint. But your like frame, describing that to her, and I'm also thinking like she's a white belt. Like, does she... I'm on the phone with her right now. Is she even going to think about it? And she's like, thanks, I'll try that. I'm like...
Yeah, right.
Fuck.
Let me know how that goes.
Yeah, right. Yeah, but yeah, it's the concepts, the understanding, the being able to talk about positioning and stuff. Like, I remember, you know, the first 4 years that I was training, I couldn't recall what the hell happened in a roll.
Yeah.
You know, like, I would do something cool once and be like, and people are like, how'd you do that? I'm like, I don't even know what you're talking about, bro.
Yeah.
It's like now, luckily, you know, as you do a thing more and more, your understanding and your the concept of it grows in your head. So, like, now, yeah, I can... You know, I think back to the role we had today. I can probably recall most of what we fucking did.
Yeah, it was fun.
It was great. It was great fun. Oh, I love it.
I know, bro. I was talking to them about that shit. I love it. Me and Evan are two brown belts, but we're still the spazzy white belts at heart when we roll, dude. Yeah,
when we roll together, it's
we got, for, we got it's people fucking... moving out of the... Literally, my wife was standing there not to protect us, to protect everybody from us as we're rolling. Yeah, she's oh, wait, guys, it's Evan and Rico. Just get back.
We go for the
best part is we always start off with, okay, bro, I'm a little banged up. Let's just start slow. And then the next thing I know, we're fucking fighting to the death. Yeah, dude.
Everyone has those guys, dude. Yeah, like you just have those guys you create a camaraderie with. You know their game. You're not going to get hurt. So it's like, you know.
Yeah, it's
trying to beat the shit out of each other.
I mean, that's the best part. Like, there's times where like, I'll be honest. There's times I'm older. I'm sore. I'm retired. There's times I see Evan on the mat and I'm looking like this the whole time. You know what I mean? I don't want him to catch eye contact. No, I don't want to roll today with Evan. Like, I'm hurting. But then there's days where I'm looking at him and he just, exactly, that smile right there. Yeah, bro, I got one for you today. Let's go. You know
always,
what I mean?
Man. Always.
But I already know. Right after that round, right after our round, always. Doesn't matter what happens in the roll. Doesn't matter how much we move. Doesn't matter. At the end of that round, I'm going to my water like a little boy, bro. And I'm just going to sit there, take the next round off, drinking my water, reminiscing. Like, fuck, man, Evan caught me with that stupid arm. I was winning 15-0 and got caught with that goddamn arm bar again.
All mad at myself.
I love a choy bar, man.
Yeah, bro.
I was going to ask you, Evan, about wrist locks. First off, I need you to teach me all the dark arts, because this is my new area of study, is wrist locks.
Well, that's the thing, man. I don't actively look for wrist locks and toe holds or anything like that. It just happens.
Yeah.
Like, they just appear before you. And most of the time, I'm not trying to wrist lock somebody to get them.
It's show dominance, I know.
Well, it's to open up something else. It's like, oh, hey, by the way, your wrist's a little flaccid right here.
Yeah.
Maybe you should do something about that. Yeah. And then they, like, pull it out, and now I'm triangling. Okay. You know, it's like, it's one of those things. It's, if I get you with the wrist lock, great. But again, it's just the awareness of the, you know, the extremities. The toe hold I got on my last comp.
Yeah, that shit was pretty. That shit was pretty. Dude.
I wasn't looking for it. It just appeared before me. Yeah, and I was like, I can turn this into a toe hold.
Yeah, she was beautiful. He got taken down, bro, and ended up rolling. Because as he was getting taken down, he ended up rolling, and the leg was just right there. Took it, boom, toe hold, took it right home. He gave up two to get his submission. It's fucking beautiful.
I need to see you guys' match. I still haven't seen him.
It was his shit was beautiful, bro.
That match is up there.
That was right after John Jocks yelled at him.
Yeah. So we're like standing on our feet, doing the fucking ring around the rosy, trying to, like, it's one of those things, like, I love and hate this about myself. Like, I love being on my feet. I love doing stand-up. But, like, there's a little boy inside of me that's afraid to overextend and actually shoot for a takedown.
That's me, too. That's me.
Right, yeah. Go. And he's just in there crying. And so we're doing this ring around the rosy thing. We go out of bounds, like, 3 or 4 times. It gets to the point where we're laughing about it to each other. Like, we both have, like, we both got some negative points because of it. And it's, like, 3 minutes in. And we're setting back up. And I look up, and John Jock's in my corner. He goes, Evan, go to the ground. And I'm like, oh,
bro,
fuck,
bro. All right. I shit you not, we were all standing in the corner when John Jocks did that. And we're all laughing because John Jocks, go to the ground. Not 20 seconds later, he gets that toe hold to finish. As soon as they hit the ground, it's over. It's like, and John Jocks, see? That's why I told you, get your ass on the ground. Like, it was over. He danced with the dude for 3 minutes for no reason and then takes him down and finishes. It was like Gordon Ryan, you know, in the ADCC runs. Mm-hmm. You know how he fell down and was heel hooking everybody in like 10 seconds? Yeah. It was like that. As soon as he hit the ground, bro, it was over. It was like, what the hell, Evan? Funny, man. That shit was so funny, though.
Yeah, well, you know, it's one of those things, man. It's like, if you put yourself in the right place, eventually, you know, you start seeing things.
Yeah.
Start seeing things. Like, he took me down. I lost 2 points. I was turtled up, and he was on my back. And I was like, oh, your leg's just a little bit too much on the inside.
Yeah.
And that's something to be fair, like, I'll do that kind of stuff in class. I won't generally do that in tournament. In tournament, I'll, like, peek out, replace my guard. But I looked up at the clock, and I was like, there's 1:20 left. Yeah. I don't really have time to, like, jujitsu this guy, you know? Yeah. I saw it. I'm like, it's a Hail Mary. Yeah. And he went. Like, my foot caught him right in, you know, in the right spot. He went over. Like, I caught his tricep with my other leg and really able to spin him around there. And I was just, like, right on the leg. I'm like, yeah. Fuck.
It's fucking beautiful. It was beautiful. It's going to work. It was beautiful. Yeah. It was. If there was something faulty with that technique, I didn't see it. Like, it was beautiful, bro, to me. I was like, fucking Evan, dude. I was like, God damn, that shit was sexy as hell, bro. I was all bragging. Did you see Evan get his leg lock? Yeah. Why are you talking about Evan and not your choke? Because Evan's shit was prettier, all right? God damn it.
Yeah. Well, that's another thing. Like, and this is why, you know, you're one of my hetero life partners. You know, it's like, I'd rather
full
talk
ditty. Full ditty, bro. Full ditty. Like, wait. First off, don't assume my gender, all right?
Sorry, man. Jiu-jitsu is so gay.
I identify as a jiu-jitsu practitioner. That's my identity.
It's very fluid. My sexuality is like my jiu-jitsu. But no, I mean, that's the beauty of it. Like, I look at those matches and I'm like, oh, God, like, I think about the jujitsu that was actually done in those, and then I'd much rather be like, dude, that choke was sick, man. You put that guy out. That whole match, like watching you bully people, like fills me up. Like
no
meanwhile,
ditty.
Like
no ditty. You can't say that to your heterosexual life partner. I'm just saying, bro. I'm just saying.
I you know, and even now, because I've been doing this so long, I have so much more enjoyment watching the guys that I train with go out and win, watching the white, the blue belts, the purple belts that I train with and like have given some knowledge to. I have so much more fulfillment going out and watching them win than actually winning for myself. Like for me, it's like I don't know, maybe Steve-O said it or something, like if I win, that just means I don't need to cry over my dinner that night, you know, like I can have my steak and enjoy it. If somebody else, like if somebody else wins, I'm like fucking cheering, man. Yeah, like I'm jumping for joy because 100%. It's like I had a hand in that victory for you. Like you fucking listened.
No, 100%, dude.
It's like it's so much more fulfilling, man.
It really is.
I don't know where that. Now I've never been much of a competitor. I love fighting, but like I wouldn't, you know, I'm 33 now and I'm only just starting to like really, you know, get into more competitions and stuff like that. I've done the trials every year since purple belt that I have been able to.
Yeah.
And I lose all the time. It's great, but it's good fun, you know, going out there and like testing yourself against the best in the fucking world. Like I got guillotined by Roberto Jimenez one time before anybody knew who that was. And I was like, that is so fucking cool.
That is, dude. That's a claim to fame, bro. I don't care what anybody says. That's awesome. It's so
fucking cool to get beaten up by these guys who are the best in the world. And it's like, that's all I do it for, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I wake up with fucking back pain every day. And I'm like, I'm going to still go out and do it until the wheels fall off, man.
Yeah, of course.
But yeah, no, seeing guys come up and do the thing, like younger guys, like, I started at 21, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you got guys nowadays all the time. You see them starting at fucking 8, 12. Yeah, you know they're going to be killers.
Yeah.
They're going to be tapping you out when they're 16 years old. Yeah, you're like, what the fuck? Where'd you come from?
Dude, I tell the kids all the time at Forge, I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to beat your ass right now while I can, because by the time you're 20 and I'm 45, 46, 48, I ain't rolling with your little ass no more. Like, where you can beat my ass, you're just going to have to hold all them goddamn L's. You know what I mean?
That's the thing, man. Like, nowadays...
Choke that 16-year-old out.
I'm telling you.
Damn right. Yeah. I love putting kids in their place just because it's like, I only have a couple of years left of that.
That's fun.
Because it's, you know... It used to be you train in with blue belts, white belts, or whatnot. You know, they're in their mid-20s when they're starting.
Yeah.
All they have going for them is piss and vinegar, you know?
Yeah.
Nowadays, it's like you got kids, like a blue belt is, you know, 15, 16 years old, 17 years old.
Yeah.
He's rolling at a brown belt level. He just has to wait until he gets to the age where he can qualify for it, you know?
Facts.
You got piss and vinegar, bro. And fucking technique now, and it's like, you're running circles around me. I'm just a... old man that likes lazy jujitsu. No,
facts.
You know?
Facts,
and they got that new blood vampire strength. You know?
Yeah, I don't even talk about that, man. That's the worst for me. Like, as I get older, I realize I'm slowing down. I'm not as strong. You know, there's things that are happening that I understand are going to happen.
I'm right
Father
behind
Time's
you.
Father Time's beating my ass.
I'm 36.
You
know what I mean? I'm right behind you.
Bro, no, you'll be good till about 40. You wait till you're 40. That's all I'm going to say.
I was broken when I started.
All I'm going to say is wait till you're 40, bro. All I'm going to say is wait till you're 40. You'll see what I mean. 39, you're going to be like, no, I am slowing down. Then you'll hit 40 and understand what real slowdown is.
Steroids.
Yeah, bro. I'm getting to that point. I'm getting to that point where I might need them just because, you know what I mean? Yeah.
When I hit 35, I already know. TRT.
35. That's fucking weird, dude. Like, my brother, I just found out he's 40 now. Just turned 40, like, and it's always been my thing, like, I'm going to train to, like, 55, 60, and then maybe think about getting on the TRT. My brother's 40 years old. Now, he doesn't train jiu-jitsu. He's like, CrossFit guy. He's kind of a bitch, but he won't fight me. He's my older brother, of course. Yeah. I was like, fucking 40 years old on TRT already. Like, you were just committing to that. Like, because like once you get on, you can't really
yeah, there
get
is
off.
No yeah. getting off. Yeah.
Like I had somebody in the medical field, like, you know, we were talking about stuff like that. Like, I was bringing up the idea of peptides for recovery and stuff. And she's in the medical field, and there's not a lot of research going on about that, and she's like, well, you probably get on some TRT instead, maybe like a mild steroid, something like that, to get what you... And I'm like, you just recommended, like, to shut... Because once you start taking it, that shuts down your system,
yeah,
bro.
When you like say she's in the medical field, what is she? Like a CNA?
She's like a nurse or something.
Yeah, okay,
that's not a chiropractor.
That's not like...
But I'm like, that's not a recommendation I accept. I'm so sorry. Like, but yeah, it's so weird, like 35... Don't you dare.
So I'm just talking shit. I'm dare.
So at 30...
I can find you.
I'm telling you, bro.
So I have my ACL in one of my knees and my PCL are torn. I never got them repaired.
Yeah.
And I have no meniscus in one of those knees. So like when you talk about peptides and stuff, I'm like, yeah, I'm so in it for that.
Peptides are great. Bro, I think peptides are wonderful
yeah,
for that.
Yeah, I did peptides for a little bit on my knee. And I'm not going to lie, when I was doing them, like, I had my wife injecting them. But dude... It was funny because at first I was like, I don't want to do this. The needle hurts too much. It's fucking stupid. Like, because I'm going into my knee, bro. Yeah. Like, it's one thing about going into like the fat into your butt or into, where it's not. But that shit was hurting, bro. It's like basically going straight into bone. It fucking sucked. So like, I don't know. But I'm not going to lie. I had bursitis and my knee was swollen through the roof and it fucking sucked. And the doctor told me basically, now I don't have a bursa anymore. So I'm going to just deal with this for the rest of my life. Mm-hmm. It's just, that's it.
Yeah.
Those peptides, bro, help.
They really
like a
do,
motherfucker,
dude.
Man. Like all of a sudden, I was like, "Oh my god, I can move again."
As far as recovery,
felt really good. Yeah,
dude,
it felt
really
good.
After like right after the tournament that I got both my fucking knees popped in because I'm dumb.
Yeah,
and then like right after that, we were rolling. I popped the rib. I got on the peptides for a month, and fuck, dude, it like. Night and day, dude. Within a month, like my knees were feeling great. Yeah. My fucking rib, like it still hasn't popped back out, but it's
but
strong.
It feels better.
But it's strong.
It's funny. He stopped inverting after that.
Yeah, I did. I was like, not against anybody like 20 pounds heavier than me. That's for sure.
I don't invert anyone bigger than me.
Oh, yeah. No,
it's my same size. Go ahead.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's what I was saying. Like, after that, like, he was just trying to pass my guard. And I'm like, let me invert to replace my guard. I got halfway. He bent me in half and just went. I was like, "Whoa, stop!"
Okay, number one, let's be clear. I did not bend him in half. Okay,
I signed the waiver.
I put my pressure down so that he couldn't get underneath me. He still tried. It's his fault.
You can't make it sound less gay, bro.
I was gonna say it does. It sounds like you bent a dude in half.
Oh, yeah, right. I'm just saying.
No. He said, "I put this pressure on him.
That's all on him, right?
He folded me." Oh yeah, that's jujitsu, right? The art of folding clothes while people are still in.
Yeah,
right?
that's
stupid shit people say, but it's true.
It is. You guys have been in the game a while now. Sure. You were saying 21. I think I've asked you before, but I forgot.
So the way I started, I was. Okay, I'm 42 now. I was actually 24 when I first started, when I first got in, but I was doing MMA as well. So I fought till about 28 where my retina got detached. Okay. After that, I kind of took a break till 35, 36. That's when I got back in it.
Okay.
From 24 to 28, though, I used to train with Fabiano Iha. He had a rule where he wasn't going to promote anybody until they trained in the gi. Like, you had to train in the gi to get promoted. I was doing MMA, so all I did was no gi classes, so I never got promoted. So when I came back, I had 4 years of experience. I had a ton of wrestling experience, but I had no experience in the gi. Mm-hmm. So when I came back, it was like, all right, well, whatever. It looks like I leveled up quick because, 35 to 42, I'm a brown belt, 7 years. That's kind of fast. You know what I mean?
Sure. Yeah,
but you got
7 years of purple belt.
Yeah, bro. But you got to remember, I had 4 years experience, but I also started wrestling when I was 9 years old, wrestled through college. You know what I mean? So I had a lot of grappling experience. Yeah, but I did have an 8-year gap of no training at all.
Every time I think about it, I wish I wasn't such a pothead in high school, man.
Yeah,
I remember my wrestling coach; he was also my history teacher, and I was pretty much 180 in high school. Like I was boxing and stuff. I boxed throughout high school, but the wrestling coach came up to me. He's like, "Evan, we need you on the team.
Yeah,
why don't you come by? Try classes for a bit. Like, just come on, just get in here." I'm like, "All right, cool." I'm not a big fan of the singlet and all that. And I gave it a try, and I did it for 2 weeks, and then I realized I had two options: do bear crawls for 4 hours after school, and then ride my bike home because there's no buses at that time. 2 miles uphill the whole way, completely exhausted. Or go home after school and smoke blunts with my friends on the porch. And I chose the latter. And I like now that I'm in jiu-jitsu, I've regretted it ever since.
I don't know why, bro. You're in jiu-jitsu. You chose the right path.
I mean, I'm still smoking blunts on the porch.
I'm just saying, bro. Without that practice, I mean, come on, you have virgin lungs. I'm just saying, dude.
It's funny when they came to me about wrestling. At least you gave it a shot. I said, bro, you're fucking crazy. You think I'm putting that singlet on?
Yeah, so, like all it takes is like the 130-pound guy, 115-pound guy, just fucking wiping the floor with you to be like. I mean, like, it should have inspired me, but I was like, nah, I'd rather just smoke pot, man.
So the two things.
That was our wrestling room, bro. Like, we had all the guys that started. We all started at 9 years old. Like, it's funny. You say you're 180 in high school, and now you're, what, 195?
Yeah.
Dude, I'm 200 pounds now. At wrestling, I wrestled at 152 was my senior year.
Oh, no shit.
And the only reason I was at 152... because my ass was bulking because I knew I wanted to fight. No, so I was walking around like 180, like you. We were about the same size, and I cut all the way to 52. Yeah, dehydrated.
Oh, yeah, wrestling cuts are scary, man.
Every, and I swear, back then, there was no hydration test. Yeah. Back then, we had kids killing themselves, literally killing themselves. Every year, there'd be some kid who dehydrated too much and died.
Oh, sure.
That's why they put in the hydration test now. But
switch to the fucking distilled water, baby.
Dude, I can remember because, I mean, back then we didn't know shit about diet. Like, nobody knew. Parents didn't know about diet. You know what I mean? So it would be, I'd wrestle on Saturday. On Monday, I'd get to weigh back in. Saturday, I made 152 or 154 if we got 2 pound allowance. Mm-hmm. Made my weight. By Monday, I was always like 168, 170. Jeez. Always. Fucking, just everything.
Water weight. You're finally,
Yeah, huge. And then Wednesday, I'd have to stop eating. Thursday, no more drinking water. Saturday, get on the scale. You're 154.
Oatmeal and distilled water.
Yeah.
That's all you get.
No, that was the worst part. No. I said I had to starve. I mean, we didn't know any better. We didn't know oatmeal was not fattening. We didn't know that you could eat watermelon to do. We didn't know any of that shit. I'd starve. I didn't eat anything from Wednesday. After Wednesday morning, I wake up, I'd eat breakfast, and then no dinner Thursday, no breakfast, no dinner Friday. Stop drinking water Thursday night after practice. No drinking water or eating on Friday. Saturday morning, go jump on the scale. All sucked up and dehydrated. Half the time, you're like dizzy when you stand on the scale.
You're half a Gatorade kid. You made weight.
No, that was the worst part. Yeah. We'd have my dad right there with a bag of McDonald's for me. Good, now eat this. You need to put your food back in your body. Like McDonald's.
Yeah, fucking best guy.
Yeah,
dude, I'm telling you. Champions.
We were terrible. After tournaments, we'd go get pizza. Knowing damn well, all of us were kids. We're cutting 10 to 15 pounds every week, dude. But yeah, it was bad.
Calories are calories, man.
Yeah. But yeah, in high school, that's all I ate. Was shit, McDonald's and pizza.
Yeah,
but you guys are saying wrestling the singlet. That was the one thing I walked in. And I was like, nah. And then it's weird now because obviously we do no gi and there's dudes balls in my face, no diddy
all the time.
Like, you know, north south and stuff. I was like, man, I don't want no dudes balls in my face in wrestling in high school. I was really. It just looked gay as heck and it looked sus. And I just didn't.
That's another thing. Like even in high school, you're allowed to wear the cup. Right, most jiu-jitsu tournaments, like they're like no cups allowed.
Not most.
Oh yeah,
not most,
true.
All.
Yeah,
I can't think of one that allows you to wear a cup.
Naga?
Grappling
nope.
Industries.
Naga? Nope.
Oh,
nope.
Grappling X, maybe. I can't remember.
X, but I know for sure not Naga. I know for sure not a grappling.
But again,
industries.
Yeah, you don't wear a cup. You don't wear a cup.
You're not allowed.
Didn't you meet somebody?
The reason
JJ and the Nuts. I think he have a cup on the other day, or do you not have a cup?
No, JJ didn't have a cup.
Okay.
What was it? He was trying to replace his guard or some shit, and it was one of those things where I was like, neon belly, and he hipped out and then sucked his knee back in, and like the way they came back in, my knee just happened to touch, you know, it's almost worse when it's light.
Yeah.
You know, it's like...
it's always worse when it's light.
It's always worse when it's light.
Oh, he tapped, he tapped.
Oh, he tapped. He was filming the whole thing. It's hilarious. Like, because we're talking about, like, he asked me a question.
Yeah, I think it was side control guard replacement.
Yeah, side control guard replacement. And he's like, he's capturing it. And I'm having a real teacher moment, you know? Like, I'm like talking him through it. And I'm like, you got to do this. And like, really watch your frames and blah, blah, blah. And then he goes to replace his guard and then... My knee just hits his nuts a little bit, and he's like on his knees. You could tell he's like trying to hold something in, and he's just fucking Jay's right there with the camera, like just filming everything, and he's like almost turning away from the camera. And I'm like, "What's going on with you?" He's like, "You kind of got me in the nut." I'm like, "Oh, I got you in the nuts, did I?" Fuck. And he's like turning away from Jay. I'm like, "No, Jay's getting this. This is important.
Let him see."
Stop making it weird, fucker. Don't turn away.
Poor sad puppy. Oh, I love JJ. I love all the lower belts up at Forge, man. Like, Al's got a really great school up there.
Yeah, I really don't.
Like, you guys are all really fucking driven, man, and just to see people show up so consistently, man, yeah. And really improve.
Yeah.
Like, the guy's a great teacher, man. He's you know, as far as the association's concerned, man, they pump out some pretty good teachers. Yeah. Al's definitely up there.
Yeah.
I have a question for you, and I've been wanting to ask Al this, too, but we always get off topic, so we have a moment. Mm-hmm. What is it like training under a legend, John Jock?
It's all right. So, like, I've trained at a lot of places. I've moved around a lot. I started back in New York.
Mm-hmm. Were you at the Blue Basement?
No. I was with a Henzo. I was actually training at not an affiliate, but another school under a Henzo black belt.
Okay.
He was actually. I mean, the guy is amazing, and I can't say anything bad about his jiu-jitsu or his technique, but his schools at the time, I don't know where it's come or gone then, he was making money. Mm-hmm. You know, it was kind of McDojo-y, where I started. But, like, you know, again, this guy is one of Danahar's first, like, prodigies. He trains with Gordon. He goes and trains with everybody. He was training with GSP back when he was at the top of the UFC and everything like that. Amazing jiu-jitsu, but his schools were like one of those where, like, you're not allowed to train other places. You're not allowed to even think about competing. Like, the fundamentals I got there, very good. Very solid fundamentals. Then, 6 months in, I was moving to Miami. And they gave me my blue belt before I left. And I moved and started training with Cyborg.
Okay.
And the first fucking day I was down there, I was like, oh yeah, I got my blue belt, I'm feeling like tough and shit. And then they beat the shit out of you in warm-ups, right? Like, cause it's a competition school. They're fucking going like conditioning. Like, I, you know, we don't do warm-ups at John Jocks or Forge, you know, you stretch out a little bit and then you get to training and stuff. And this was like, you get in there. All right, start running. All right, we're doing burpees. All right. We're doing all the things. We're shrimping 5-6 times up and down the mat. Like, you are exhausted by the time technique comes around. And we do technique. And by that time they're like, all right, we're starting rolling. They stand me up. They're like, hey, roll with this guy. I'm like, okay, cool. Yeah, I'll roll with this guy. He's a blue belt. I'm a blue belt. We're blue belts. Meanwhile, this guy is, the fuck is his name? Hunter. He won Worlds at Blue Belt that year. amazing practitioner. He's from Hawaii. Trains out at Longman Jiu-Jitsu. Amazing. Guy was, and he fucked me up so good, right? And I was like, holy shit, this is a blue belt? Granted, he was like, you know, easily purple, borderline brown at that point, but he was young and, you know, but fucking amazing. Like, it opened my eyes. And then the next role, they were like, all right, now train with this guy. And this guy just won Europeans at fucking blue belt that year. And like, he fucking bow and arrow chokes me 3 times back to back to back. Yeah. And like, I realized, like, oh shit, this is what it means to be a blue belt, I guess. So like, it set the bar there. So I had to really work my way up there. And then when I came out here, I just got my purple belt over there and I started training at 10th Planet. And I did that for 3 years. And, you know, of all the, finally after that, I went and moved to John Jock's. And I will say that training under John Jock is, it's different than anybody I've trained with, because most people, they teach techniques. You know, you go to a school, you expect to learn, like, you know, maybe we're working passing today. Maybe we'll learn 3 or 4 different passes. Maybe we'll learn 3 or 4 different chokes, back takes, whatever. John Jock teaches in concepts. Yeah. The man, he doesn't show you technique. He shows you concepts that reverberate throughout all of your techniques. Mm-hmm. Right? We're talking about, all right, let's talk about frames today. Let's talk about, you know, the concept of a knee and elbow. Like, that's the first time anybody, I trained fucking 7-8 years maybe before I made it to John Jock's. Mm-hmm. And that was the first time anybody was like, replacing your guard is just bringing your elbow to your knee, you know, and maintaining that. Like, that's, it's amazing to be able to walk in there and know I get to train under him, to learn from him. You know, how does it feel? It's intimidating. Like, I don't know how Jean Jacques feels about me. I've been training there for 7 years. I'm just happy when he gives me a handshake, you know? I love the man. I think he's an amazing coach and instructor. And, you know, I don't know where I stand over there. Like, me and Alejandro, we're like the black sheep of the gym. You know, we just fuck around all the time, and like, I get a lot of head shakes because I'm always the one in roles, like, just, you know, talking shit, bullshitting, that kind of thing. I will be having a conversation with the person I'm rolling with, or like having a conversation with the black belt over there while I'm beating up this blue belt. But it's like, it's, you know, I find that a lot of fun. But yeah, it's a little. The bar is high when I have to go out and fight with that logo on me. But it's also empowering, you know, to know I'm fighting under a flag like John Jocks, like, you know, this guy and his brothers, they spread jiu-jitsu through Southern California. Fucking probably one of the greatest practitioners to ever do the art, you know? And even to this day, like, he hasn't slowed down one bit. Like, I don't think anybody at the school has ever tapped him. You know, like, it's as far as people to look up to, he's the pinnacle, you know, and I feel both honored and intimidated and at home all at once training under his flag and at his school. So, yeah, it's a different experience than anybody I've ever trained with. Uh-huh. And it's my forever home at this point. Like, I'm not training anywhere else.
Respect. I would have been there, but too much money right now.
I get it. No, I get it. Like, listen, like, if there are a couple of things that I have to work for in a month, one of the biggest things, probably up top, even below rent or even above rent, is like, okay, I got to pay my fees. Yeah. Like, let me get my tuition so, like, I don't get a call from Marcel being like, Evan.
Nah, I know.
But yeah, I hope that answered.
No, that was beautifully well said. And I think, like, when I walked in there, I kind of get the energy of what you're saying. There is kind of sort of an expectation of, like, the jiu-jitsu that they want to come out of there.
And Yeah. I mean, like, and the coaches over there, like, you got Jay and Mark, the other head instructors over there, and I guess Steve-O's been kind of moving towards that now. I mean, they're all great practitioners, and like, you know, I love learning from all of them.
Yeah, I like that. See, for me, I always look at it like this. Like, I mean, granted, I don't train there, so I can't. This is just an assessment. Tell me if I'm right or wrong.
Yeah.
Here's the way, like, I've always looked at it. It's funny because, like, there's levels to everything. You know what I mean? Like, where I might be a really good competitor, I could be a really shitty teacher. You know, where somebody might be a really good teacher, they could be a very shitty competitor. John Donaher, by far, is the best coach we've ever seen. His competition is garbage. Now, I'm hearing Gordon Ryan is a very good teacher and a very good competitor. Of course, the best competitor we know. It's funny that it seems like at John Jocks, the guys that I've seen are a good combination of both. I watch Steve-O compete. I know how good he is. I see him run through his division. But then he goes into the open. Like, does that count the open? He's what, 130 pounds, 140 pounds?
Light as hell.
Yeah, he's 130 pounds and does the open. Like, his first round is usually a guy your size. You get what I'm saying? But, and don't get me wrong, he's competitive in these fights. He doesn't win them, but he's competitive in these fights. And then I've also learned from him. And like you said, his technical knowledge, it trips me out how well he knows. We have nothing in common as far as our gameplay goes, me and Steve-O. Like, he plays a game that I cannot play, will not play. I play a game that he cannot play. He's not big enough and does not play. And yet for him to be able to explain to me how to make my game better tells me all I need to know about the coaches there. You know what I mean? It's like it's almost like, okay, to be a black belt here, you don't know, you not only have to be good, you have to be able to explain how it is that you're that good.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. To me, that's just the mark of a place that I'm happy that I'm part of the affiliate for that. You know what I mean? I've got a piece of their black belt. He's teaching me too. You know what I mean? Like, yeah.
No, 100%, man. And I mean, like, I going off of that, like, I see how Alejandro teaches, you know?
Yeah.
And it's easy. You know, the way he breaks things down and explains stuff, like, I'd love to teach more. I would love to fucking teach more.
Yeah.
You know, I, you know, every once in a while they'll throw me a white belt and they'll be like, here, show him some shit. And I'm like, cool, nice, I get to teach. But meanwhile, I'm like, anybody asking me to teach, I'm like, what, so you want to hear word vomit for like 20 minutes while I try to explain a goddamn technique? Like, I'm trying to teach it to a purple or brown belt. Like, teaching a white belt is fucking hard.
It's hard.
Dude, it is.
Hard. It showing is. Somebody that knows absolutely nothing, I'm like, okay, cool. Now get your hooks. And they're like, what's a hook?
Yeah.
Like, okay, cool. All right. It's with your foot.
Now I just want you to shrimp your hip out a little bit.
What's a shrimp?
Okay, what's that?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, fuck.
You mean stand-up.
Like this? No, I don't mean like that at all. Don't ever do that again.
Yeah, dude.
I just need you to turn on your side and get your underhook. Nothing else. Those two things.
Wait, they all know what an oil check is, though.
Underhook with which arm?
Yes, the answer is yes.
Yeah, I'll take it. Fuck it. I'm using Alex. I'll take it.
That's another thing. He's like, and Alex comes over to me. He's like, dude, you're talking too much. Just give him three things to do. And I'm like, but there's so much more. He's like, just three for now.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Just three for now. And then you can allow. I'm like, oh.
Dude, that's what I love about Alex. So he's allowed me to start teaching, you know, at Forge. So I teach the Wednesday noon class. I teach stand-up. I teach wrestling. I want to help the guys understand, like, how to be safe with the grip breaks, whatnot.
You should start coming on Wednesday
noon. It's one of the dopest things. Yeah, like,
dude, I'm telling you. And what I love about that is I probably have hit up Alex with more questions about how to teach than I have about competition or technique. Like easily, I would say easily, because it's like, okay, hold on, coach. I showed them this and none of the class got it. What did I do wrong? Explain to me how you told them. I went over too many details.
Yeah.
Exactly like you said. You can't confuse them. Slow it down. Do this. And then I want you to do yourself a favor. When you start teaching, ask why. What do you mean ask why? I want to break this grip. Why? So that you can explain it to them as to why it is that you wanted to, you know what I mean? Yeah. It's like, oh, that makes sense. Like, you know, since then I feel like, I mean, dude, I've been watching people start getting the takedown. They're starting to understand the technique. We're focusing on just simple three things, broke it down to simple three things. And it's good. Don't get me wrong. It's going to lead to a lot more.
Yeah.
But right now we're still in our first three things. You know what I mean? I love that. He was able to teach me how to teach.
Yeah.
Like that should just say something to you. You know
what I mean? I mean, that's huge.
It's funny. Cause like just on the top, because Forge is pretty much like a John Jocks lineage, you know?
Yeah.
And from the outside looking in, because like, I don't train there, you know? Yeah. But I've already became, like, I'm just a fan. Like watching the whole team in competition, like everybody is, like you said, like they're, like whether they win or lose, you can tell they have a very good knowledge of their game, what they're trying to do, their understanding. And that comes from John Jocks setting that standard and Alex passing that standard on.
Oh, sure.
And everyone's just kind of meeting it head on to where there's, and it wasn't even just me, like being in the stands at that
JJ World League,
the world.
Yeah. People were like getting afraid of you guys.
Yeah,
like, it's funny because people were like, where did this gym come from, or like, who are they? And then like John Jocks, like I've talked so much shit about it, but Ross, like I'm still not like I respect Ross's game. I know he's good, but it pisses me off, dude.
Bro, you ain't the only one that says that. Don't worry. He hears that shit from home all the time. Why would you pull bottom side control just to Kimura somebody? I pulled half guard. You let the motherfucker go to side control. Shut the hell up. Yeah. He does that all the time. Goodness. And that's the worst part. How do you correct somebody with such a high success rate?
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying, bro? He does everything wrong, and it works.
I just fuck him up in class.
I do, too.
I just fuck him up in class. I'm like, you're pulling that on me? Okay.
Every time I roll with him, bro, I'm just fucking tortured. I give him my back. I gave him a fully locked rear naked one time, bro, and I still escaped. He was so mad.
He talks so much shit, too.
Broke his heart.
He talks so much shit, too. Every time we're about to roll, he's like, oh, I'm going to get you today, old man.
Today's my day.
Who's the old man?
I love the confidence, but at the same time, I can't say he's 40
and you're like,
he's not good. It's that. Practice the same punch 1,000 times.
Yeah, bro. No, 100%. 100%.
He's so dedicated, man. Like, to watch that dude go out, and I feel really bad about this because, like, he threw out his back in this last competition, or not this last, he's fought since then.
Yeah, he competes all the time.
But in the last competition you were talking about, like, he threw out his back. Right before his finals match, and that was kind of on me a little bit, because we were fucking around, you know. I was like showing him like different things he could do to get to the ground instead of maybe just pulling half guard and all that dumb shit that he does.
Yeah.
And he threw out his back a little bit, and then he also had like a fucked up knee that day.
Yeah, I remember.
And
that.
He goes in there and fucking beats the guy, like, only beats him on points.
Yeah.
You know, only on points.
And he's so mad about that, bro. That's what I love about him.
He comes off the mat crying. I'm like, bro, what are you crying about? He's like, that sucked. That was terrible. I'm like, dude, you just won gold.
Yeah.
Like, wait, why the fuck are you crying? He's like, it wasn't good enough. I'm so sorry. He's apologizing to everybody. Bro. The first thing he does coming off the mat is apologize. I'm like, don't apologize to me. Apologize to the guy you just beat because you don't feel like you're good enough to make it.
Bro, I'll tell you right now. Here's a story about Ross. I'll give you a good one. So he's doing Naga because he wants to win one of the belts. He wants to win one of the belts.
Who doesn't?
He's doing Naga, but he decides he's going to do four divisions. Four divisions. My wife and I went up there. Yeah, to increase his chances. Exactly. He goes up there. Bro, they are literally, while he's fighting on one mat, they're calling him to the next one. I'm telling him, bro, you got to take a rest. Like, relax. I'll go talk to him. No. Just let me push through. I watched him fight 11 fights back to back to back to back to back. And of course, he starts gassing. You know? So his last fight, he gasses. He's like, doggone it, man. I could have beat that dude. I'm sorry, Rico. The fuck you sorry for, dog? Yeah, I just watched you fight for an hour and a half straight. Literally, there was a time where he didn't even get a chance to go to the bathroom. Yeah. He was running to the mat, and as he's running to the mat, he's pulling his gi pants up to put his gi on because he's gonna fight here in the gi. He fights here in the gi. I have my wife run over to the other mat to tell it's no gi. Hold on, give him a minute. Run the one he's fighting over there. He finishes this guy. Comes over, as he's coming over, he's taking off his gi and just letting it fall on the ground. I'm picking up his gi, walks over, beats the guy in no gi, then has to run back, putting his gi back on to go do his other match. Then they're calling him for the open over here. Then he's got to run on the other side for the open over there. Dude, I saw him do 11 fights. I mean, even
he earned that fucking belt.
Dude, his last match that he did, the kid that beat him, when I say kid, I mean, he could have been in his 20s. I don't know. He looked teens. You know what I mean? Early 20s.
Right.
The kid that beat him, my brother, I respect you so much, dude. I'm sorry that I pushed, but I saw what you went through. I saw what you did. I knew you was tired, man, but I respect you so much. Casey came off the mat, like you said, telling me, I'm so sorry. What the fuck are you sorry for, bro? I am impressed. I'm proud of you. I'm like, you could have pulled from any one of these divisions. I told you, pull from any. I came to coach you, and I told you, pull from a division. And you said, nah, man, I'm going to do all four. I don't care. Wins and losses, he superseded wins and losses at that point. Yeah. At that point, he showed heart. And that's all as a coach that I'm ever looking for. I don't care if you win or lose. Yeah. Show me your heart. And he showed that.
Give up.
He got more heart than any. I'll tell you right now, more heart than I have. Because there ain't no. I would have pulled out of two divisions.
I'm lazy, dude.
I would have never signed up for four, to be honest with you.
Yeah. I'd be like, the most I'm like maybe doing is like gi and no gi on one day.
Even that, bro, I stopped doing that. Like, I'll tell you right, four divisions, I do four tournaments a year. This point didn't even one day. Like, ain't no way. Ain't no way.
I'll never do gi and no gi a fucking gi in my life. I've done it twice. I'm good.
There's a reason why I refuse to get less than second place in tournaments because I don't want any more than three matches.
Fags, bro.
Sometimes I'm like, yeah, no, I go for third because, you know, then I'm going to get more matches, right? I lose the first one so I can do more jujitsu.
That's why I do IBJJF. It's one and done, bro. If I lose my first one or I win the first one and then I get to the finals. That's it.
I like the Masters
3 division. Bro, there ain't many of us there. Yeah. So I'm good.
It's funny because in the ultra heavies, the divisions are usually like one to three. Yeah, the first time I had like five people in my bracket, I was like, what the fuck is this? They gotta move that. Dude, they gotta move that around.
That's the thing, though. Like, I'll be honest with you. If like I was saying, like, I thought I was a big guy. Like, I'm a 200 pounder. I thought I was a big guy. Then I met somebody who's a real big guy, and I realized I'm not a big guy. But as a big guy, let me ask you this. Like, I'm sorry, I'm kind of like taking over right now.
No, you're good.
Let me ask you this. As a big guy, is the open even a question? Like, let's say you do IBJJF. You know, the absolute. Is that even a question in your mind? Are you always doing that? Or are you still like, maybe not. Depends on how I feel. Or,
I would do the open. In all honesty, I find the open a bit more challenging. Because I don't care what anyone says, bro. Like, you guys look at me and like, oh, he's big. I don't want to fucking chase you guys. Like, I don't want to do it. George. Did you see the episode with George?
Yeah.
He has the most annoying fucking guard I've ever, like, and it gasses me. Gasses me out. But a big dude like me, it's fine. So the opens are a little scarier, but I'll still do them. Okay. I'm not afraid to lose to someone smaller than me or something like that. I know a lot of guys... will shy away from it because as a big dude, it's a lose-lose.
Yeah,
if you beat them, you're supposed to.
Yeah.
Right, and if you lose to them, it's this fucking loser.
Yeah, that's cool. See, I'm at that weight where what I do when I go into the open, if I get a lightweight, middleweight, I get somebody who I'm going to show that little fuck why he don't belong in my goddamn open. But then you know what happens? Because I bully him, I get his ultra heavyweight homie always the next round, and he goes show my little ass why I don't belong in the open. You know what I mean?
I did. I did high rollers in 2021, okay. I think. And my coach at the time, my boy Mike, yeah. he was telling me leading up, he's like, bro, I'm not worried about the big dudes. I'm worried about someone in between that, 210 to 225 yeah. that just has that can give enough strength to where it's not overwhelming, but also has a gas tank. Yeah. And in my head, I was like, 225, that's exactly how I went out, bro.
Yeah.
Some dude who was like 220, had the gas tank, was able to match strength
those
just enough.
Tough, bro.
Yeah.
Those guys, I think that's one of the hardest divisions because they can fight anybody.
Yeah.
You know?
The super heavies are, yeah.
Yeah.
They're always, like, yeah.
If it's a small, ultra heavy, and if it's like, if I'm not in it, of course, because I'm always going to say I'm a win just out of confidence. Yeah, of course. But if it's an ultra heavy with less than 5 people in it, I'm going to take the 225er every time. Time. Just because he has the cardio for that. We barely have the cardio for that.
That's kind of facts. Yeah.
You know, if it's over 6, then I'm going to be like, I think size will take over eventually.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Speaking of over 6 in size, we are at that time where we do need to wrap up.
Okay.
Or an hour and 10 minutes or something like that.
I felt like 20 minutes.
I know, right?
I know, we're just cruising through. I still want to keep talking.
Yeah, it was great.
So much more. We'd even talk about any martial arts at all. Like, you were talking about Ryan Garcia and how he's going to go to UFC.
I love that shit, man.
So I have a theory. We can talk about it off, but he's banned from the WBC now. I kind of want him to jump into the UFC just to see him and Max. I think that would be a hell of a fucking boxing match in the octagon.
I'll be honest with you,
No way.
Garcia is going to sleep him in fucking 1.
You think Garcia will beat Max?
100%.
What?
Listen to what you just said, and I want you to realize this. You're telling me that you think Max Holloway, who has trained mixed martial arts, yes, he's got good hands, but has trained mixed martial arts for the last, let's say, 15 years, is going to beat Ryan Garcia, who has trained solely boxing for the last 20 years in a boxing match? Don't get me wrong. If Holloway's smart enough to take him down and play the ground, you're right. Holloway wins.
Yeah.
But Holloway's going to try and bang with him, and I guarantee you, Garcia's going to sleep him. There's no doubt in my mind. And he tries to bang with him, he's going to get smashed.
As long as Garcia can figure out a way to deal with kicks,
I don't think he's going to worry about that. To be honest with you, Holloway doesn't have. I mean, it's not fair to say. Holloway is a mixed martial artist, so we haven't seen his kicks. He's not known for his kicks, but I'm sure they're there. So that's not fair. But the fact that we haven't seen them and we don't really know too much tells me that that's not his A game.
All you need Holloway's is a decent leg kick to take out a boxer.
And that's what I was saying.
All you need is a decent leg kick.
And that's the thing, though. You're right. All you need is a decent leg kick. Have you ever seen that from Holloway? Because I sure the fuck haven't.
Fair.
I've seen him use a calf kick like 20.
That's what I'm saying. And even then, it was sloppy as shit. He's not even turning his hips into it. Like, I know what you're talking about. That's why I'm glad you knew. I'm glad you knew, and somebody could bring it up so that I could make fun of it. You know what I mean? But 100%. I'm just saying, dude, Holloway comes out and tries to bang with Garcia. Mm-hmm. Garcia is sleeping him.
Okay.
And early one. I'm not even going to say it's going to be exciting.
Whether you like him or not, Garcia got hands.
And he got power for a little dude.
I agree with that. I don't see it. So if it happens, I'll take your money.
I'm more than happy to do that.
I'm gonna jump in this. We'll split it, bro.
I'll tell you. No, I'll tell you what. We can do. I'll give you 3-1. To be fair.
Dang.
But here's my condition. Here's why you'll get 3-1. If Holloway stays boxing with him, if Holloway takes him down, bet's off. That's why I'm gonna give you 3-1. Why I'm gonna give you 3-1. I'm gonna tell you that right now. If Holloway tries to box with him, it's over in 1.
Okay.
I'm telling you that right now. There's no way. But Holloway ain't stupid.
I'm a bow out.
I'm just saying. Like,
they went to the ground.
If they actually, like, you're saying an MMA guy is going to beat a boxer. We've already seen Conor and Floyd. Floyd carried Conor and Conor had better hands than Holloway, in my opinion.
I'm so glad you said that because so many people will come up and say Conor won that fight. Conor,
bro,
fucking
anybody who says that doesn't know boxing. That guy, again, you might know fighting.
Show, man.
Huh?
Doing his goddamn
thing. I'm just saying, Mayweather carried Conor. Yeah. Like, anytime Conor looked like he was doing something great, it was to an MMA fan. Boxing fans know the truth.
Yeah.
Mayweather was laughing. He was never in any danger. It was fun for him. Never in any danger. That's what happens when you put a boxer, somebody who's done purely boxing, versus an MMA guy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And I'm just saying right now, you're going to say Garcia is going to go out there and get knocked out by Holloway? No fucking chance.
I didn't say get knocked out, but I was saying that I don't think Garcia can beat Holloway in an MMA fight. Maybe boxing, but I don't think an MMA fight.
I just say that because of the style. Max doesn't really like being on the ground anyway.
Yeah.
And that's what it would turn into. Okay. But also remember, Max has never said he's the best boxer in the world. He's always specifically said he's the best boxer in the UFC. In MMA,
yeah. Mm. Really, yeah. And that I will give him 100. He's by far the best. His footwork, his hand speed, his the way he weaves, everything. His movement is fucking beautiful boxing for MMA. But you look at that and compare it to somebody who's been doing this for, like I said, it's like you're the best purple belt in the gym. So fucking what, man? You're going to go get the black belt now and tell me because you're the best purple belt in the gym that you're badass? Like, I'm sorry.
The best purple belt in the gym just means that you're 2-ply toilet paper, dude.
I'm just saying. But that being said, now that I've made all that as my point, there is no chance in hell he's coming to the UFC, bro. I'm sorry. He ain't going to take that big of a pay cut. I don't see how he's going to do it. Like, even at best, they offer him, what, $1 million? That's still $30 million less than he's making. There's no chance he's coming over. Like, he wouldn't do that. I think if anything, he would go to one, or he'd go to one where they pay more, or he'd go to, or PFL pays really well. Sure. You know, he'd do something only like fans. That. I think only fans. Yeah. At this point, bro, I'm not doubting anything from Garcia, man. That boy going nuts. Like, who knows? Yeah. Next thing you know, selling feet pics and shit. I don't know what the hell that boy's up to. Yeah. Why not?
All right. Well, let's do this real quick before we run out of tape. Is that red light still on?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's get high on some positivity real quick before we get out of here. DJ, you want to start us off?
I'll go last.
Okay. So I got to go first? Hey, I got nothing right now. I'm the dude. So what this is like we talk about positive things, either something positive that happened to us this week, some positive we did, or just positivity in general that we want to promote into the world.
Sure. That's what this is. Okay.
He's like, I got this.
No. Positivity. I got to go first?
I can go first.
Somebody lead the way. I'm a very self-deprecating.
I'm a negative person.
I'm a very self-deprecating individual. I keep the bar real low so that when I have a little victory here and there, it's amazing.
I can go first if you want.
Yeah, I'll go first.
All right. Okay. So here's my high on positivity. Here's what I love to see. It was a couple days ago. Mm-hmm. Evan has gotten set up for a super fight. They posted his picture on the website. They saw that shit. I got excited, bro. I got all juicy and shit. One of our teammates is competing also this week as a blue belt. Brand new blue belt, JJ.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out, JJ.
Watching him work and understand techniques just to slow time down, to be able to move, to understand what it is that he wants to do, to game plan. He's putting in that work. And already, JJ, I'm proud of you already, brother. Don't matter what the results are.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Hold on. What'd you say?
We just went a whole hour. Didn't even mention you're about to be in a super fight.
Oh, yeah. No, well, that's, you know, again, yeah, I keep my victories real low, man.
I'm proud of him. He took the super fight. I turned it down, and he picked it up for me.
Who was the super fight again?
I'm not sure. Guy from 10th Planet Beaumont.
Okay.
I'd never heard of 10th Planet Beaumont. The guy, I saw his picture. He looks familiar. I feel like maybe I've fought with him before or something somewhere sometime long ago. But dude's name's like Ruben. I'll fuck up his last name. But yeah, it should be a good time, man. Okay. He hit me up randomly. He was like, hey man, you want a super fight? I'm like, yeah, cool. Because right now, you know, like I'm getting ready for Masters Worlds. I was like, I'd love a little tune-up fight, you know, it'd be great. And like the rule set works in my favor. I'm a big fan of submission only. Like he said, you know, like you can score 50 points on me, but I'll constantly be looking for the sub.
Yeah.
I'm really looking forward to that. I've been pushing myself the last week or so. Going to be this next week and then probably take a little rest the week of. But, yeah, no, I mean, you know, shout out to all my training partners that have been really, you know, digging deep and making me realize just how flawed my game is.
He's such a liar.
You know, I fucking love those guys. Rico's one of my best training partners that I got, you know. Just everybody, you know, really, you know, feeling the positivity. Like, I mean, shit, like... hell, I'm doing a super fight, and they mentioned me at HQ. They're like, hey, guys, Evan's out there doing a super fight. He's, like, going, and I'm like, oh, they're, like, they care. Like, yeah. That's kind of cool. Like, I've never, really cool, yeah. You know, because, like, for me, going out and competing is just, like, it's just another day at the office, right? Yeah. Like, yeah. It's something I do. I got to test myself and push. Like, I never think anybody really cares much about, like, somebody else going out and fighting, you know? It's always kind of just like, oh, yeah, nine, go get yeah. it, you know? Because it's, you know, I find... For me, it's like competing is for me. You yeah. know, coaching is for them. Yeah, you know, like right. I love to coach because I love to see people grow and do that. And then for me, it's just something I force myself to do so I don't, you know, just sit on my ass being lazy, smoking pot on my couch, watching anime all day, you know?
Yeah, thanks.
Because I will do that.
I do
playing
that.
Elden Ring right now.
My God. Man,
that's another. Yeah, dude. You know what I'm talking about.
That sounds like a lot of positive. So was that your positivity note? That sounds like.
I guess my positivity note is, you know, thank you so much for everybody across the whole, Machado affiliation, just really being there, banding together, and like really helping me and a couple other guys get ready for these fights, man. Just seeing that, like, you know, again, shout out to JJ. You're going to crush it out there in the OC this next week. He's stepping up. He just got his blue belt. He's just like, fuck it. I'm going out and doing an open.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. It's, I love to see all the positivity in the gym.
So I guess I got to follow up with that. What am I positive for this week? I'm always positive for my lady over here.
Hey, where's the claps?
Oh, we got the claps right here. Yeah. We got
digital claps. Got Must digital. Be nice.
Hey, Evan, you got a lady. You just said you had some tacos.
No, I had a little carne asada.
We're talking about actual tacos, everyone. His lady made him some carne asada tacos, to clarify.
Yeah, his code. Lady made them.
They were good.
My bad.
They were good.
That was code, too.
All right.
Well, I know she ain't watching this. So.
Positivity. I'm always positive for my lady. Thank you guys for coming out.
Of course.
I think I'll say what I'm really positive about is right now in jiu-jitsu. I feel like after every competition, there's something that clicks. Like about, I take like 2-3 weeks off and I rest kind of a little bit and I come back. And when I come back, everything clicks. And it's like, feels like everything's firing again, yeah. like faster. And just even like simple stuff like leg drags, which I've never even was good at, they're clicking now. So
that's good.
Yeah, definitely positive about my jiu-jitsu. That's
good.
Fuck
yeah. That's good, man. I like Fuck that. Yeah. That's good, yeah.
For me, it's going to be completely not like jiu-jitsu based just because I haven't been able to, you motherfuckers. I've been jealous this whole episode.
What's going on with you? Did you hurt yourself?
My finger's dead, pretty much.
Got a surgery coming up.
As soon as I get my surgery and they repair the tendons, I'll be back.
Well, you can't train with a dead finger? I'm just kidding.
It's because I'm just afraid when I grab it, it doesn't close.
Know, careful, that's how you get on his list.
So wait, so I'm a little confused. So you only got one hand? So you only got one hand?
So what's John Jocks'
like
excuse,
one and
bro?
A half.
Isn't that John Jocks' thing, too? He only got one hand.
Dirty, dude.
I'm
dirty.
Just saying, bro. I'm just saying.
It never
stopped him from training. I'm just saying.
You know what I do when I have one hand? I tuck that shit in my belt, and I go, come on, bitch.
I mean, I can remember a time.
I've been doing striking, but it just sits so straight that, like, I don't want it to hit the floor and, like, snap or break, because then that's just going to make...
We're breaking your balls, man.
No, I get it. I remember the time I broke my finger. Yeah, I thought about sitting out, too. But go ahead.
Can I just say
it never
positive? I got two positives. Then buddy lit the furnace. when I come back,
fuck
it's a,
positivity.
Well, I can't wait, bro. I can't wait.
That and then I got to fucking take my mom out to Universal Studios. Nice. She came out here. That was a cool thing.
Yeah,
got to
awesome.
Take her to an amusement park, and she got to be
that's cool as hell.
Drunk and act like a child, and I drove her around.
That's dope.
Dude, hey, that honestly, you have no idea how much that means to a parent. Like, I'm getting to that. My kids can do that. I don't drink, but you know how much that would mean to me. To like, as much as I had to wipe her ass, she finally got to wipe mine, quote unquote, pause. But you know what I mean, bro? That shit means a lot to parents. Yeah. That shit means a lot to parents. I'm just saying, that's fucking awesome, bro. That's really cool.
I'll be real. That. My mom had me at like 14, like barely 14. Like, she got pregnant 13, turned 14, then had me.
Yeah.
So she gave up like a lot of her fucking life. So now that I'm an adult, my mom's been living her fucking best life. She's like a 40-year-old teenager for real. She's like, I'm going out here, I'm going out there. So it was cool to like just give something
That's dope. Yeah,
that's badass, man.
Back. Hell yeah, bro. No, that's awesome. That's like my dad used to, or we used to always say, you know, like, so my dad used to tell my grandpa, now I stole it and start telling my dad, you broke your back for me for years. Let me break mine for you now. Yes. You know what I mean? And that's fucking awesome to hear, bro. Like, I love sure. that. Love that. Love that, man. That's cool. Sir. That's cool. You're a good son.
That's a great, sir. Man. We got it.
That's positive right yeah. here, man.
I love that, man. That's awesome.
Fuck yeah.
One more class. That's really cool. I guess we'll end on that note, man. Yeah, that's, yeah, you man. Can that's really talk for me. Yeah. Shout out to all the moms out there, all the fathers. You guys are going to give me one shout before we hop off, or are we just
going? You know what? I'm going to do this. I missed it last time, but I do want to plug Forge's Open Mat on Sundays. It is open to everybody. It is, in my opinion, the best open mat in the Valley, the best open mat I've ever been to. Alejandro has really created a good culture over there. Everybody is allowed. There's no politics. We don't do pictures and all that shit. We just show up and train.
I do videotapes sometimes.
You do videos, yeah, but like, but it's that's not all, going out.
None of it's know. Going out. That's 100% documented for Forge.
But yeah, I love that place. It's my church. And everybody listening to this is invited. If you want to come, we got mat space. There's 5 or 6 gyms that show up. Yeah. It's just a great spot. That's my plug. That's all I want to do.
You want to do your fight too? I know you
said. Oh, yeah. So July 19th, it's out at 10th Planet Murrieta. Drew, the black belt over there, is setting it up. It's called King of Subs. There's going to be like 16 or so matches that day. They're all going to be streamed on YouTube at King of Subs, I believe, is the channel. Yeah. Yeah, check it out if you'd like. You know, I'm just going to go out and try to represent John Jock the best I can, man.
Yes, sir.
So I'm going to try to put that link up. You said King of Subs?
Yeah, King of Subs.
I'm pretty sure it's King of Subs, yeah.
You got anything?
Yeah. No, Evan just stole everything that I wanted to plug, buddy. So that's all right. No. All jokes aside, to shout out to Coach Alex, man. You're the man, dude. Like I always tell you, I love being part of the house that Alex built, man. Thank you so much for everything. The reason that we're all tough is... I am because we are. Fucker, I stole your line.
I was just about to cut you off and say that.
I stole
damn.
Your line. God damn it. Yeah.
You stole my line. Bro.
No, I love where I train Forge. Exactly like Evan said, there's no politics, no bullshit. Feel free to come through wearing your colors. We don't care. It doesn't matter. As long as there's people to roll, we don't give a shit. What you wear, doesn't matter. Let's come out, have some fun.
You know, and I just want to touch on, you said no one cares. I care, dude. I care. Earlier, whenever you said that like, you didn't think anyone cared about your match, yeah. I care, bro.
Thanks, buddy.
I care, bro. Yeah. So you know what it is. Thank you for tuning in. Like, comment, subscribe. If you want to smoke, hit up Jay or, you know, anyone else at this table.
I mean, we're always there.
I'm just a blue belt. Y'all hit up someone like higher rank.
I've said it before. I'll roll with anybody.
Yeah, me too.
I enjoy it. Beat me up. Honestly, I love getting tapped out.
He's a fucking liar.
It's
he's
great.
Y'all want to roll with somebody who has some skill. I'm not that good, so, you know.
Liar.
I just love how, like, there's a couple of episodes of this podcast where y'all just, like, blue belts all at the table just talking shit.
Yeah. No, we do talk about shit.
Hey, look, you want to hear something funny about that? They did that shit and then didn't show up for 3 weeks.
Hey,
you know what the fuck happened? And you know what the fuck happened? I had to step up for their asses. They didn't show up, bro. All these blue belts talking all this shit. We got all these purple belts coming in, dojo storming. Yeah. Brown belts coming in, dojo storming. I'm like, oh, fuck, all right. Oh, I guess 6 of you guys. All right, let me start with the little one. Yeah.
Look, that's fucking hilarious. I'll say this.
Man. You guys want this smoke? Come see Coach Rico. Like, what the fuck, asshole?
Yeah.
Goddamn.
No one hit us up in the trust. No one hit us up. If they hit us up, I'm going to show up.
What are they supposed to do? Say, excuse me, I'm going to dojo storm you in 2 weeks.
No, just like, hey, we trying to get a roll in. Hit us up on the IG. We trying to get a roll in. You coming to Forge?
Show
yeah, we'll be
to
there.
Open mat every week and do your job.
Yeah. Who, me? Yeah. I do. I show up and I film. That's what I do.
He does do his job. He shows up. He's like, all right, no, I have the camera.
Wait, you came to roll with me? I'm not rolling today. I'm filming.
No, last week, I 100% put the camera down to roll with Francis, the brown belt from 10th Planet.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and like, I put my camera down to roll with people.
Yeah,
you
know, that's
I mean,
facts.
I remember
that's
one
facts.
Time you were like, hey, man, we haven't rolled in a bit. I'm going to put this away. Can we get a roll before you're out of here? I was like, fuck
yeah.
Yeah. All the time.
Yeah.
All the time. So, nothing but good people over there. We talk a lot of shit.
But I'm still going to bust your balls. Yeah, exactly. No, I'm still going to bust your balls.
It's all good. Well, on that note, I'm tired of getting my balls busted. yeah, I guess we're out of here. Thank you guys all. Stay blessed.